Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were taught that God chastens us as a parent chastens his child because he loves us. Let's continue with that today.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
Do you love folks? You don't want to be the one that sees God's hand of chastening come down upon them, his hand of judgment come upon them? Then be what you ought to be. And by the way, be careful if that hand of chastening doesn't come down upon you if you're saved. Look, you do these things and you claim to be saved. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 through 11. Now, you can either call God a out and out a liar, or you can say that his word is true that I'm reading to you right now. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. By the way, the word scourgeth there means to flog with a whip. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they verily, for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. But nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Look, God chastens his own because he loves you. You know, I spanked my children there a little. Because I had them? No, because I loved them. I spanked them in love. I wanted the pain of the punishment to be greater than the pleasure of doing wrong, that they might learn to walk in paths of righteousness for Christ's sake. My friend, that's what the Lord does us. Now, by the way, the harlot church of Revelation 17 and 18 also uses the sensual to draw the fallen nature of man with its corrupted worship. The church of the latter days uses false doctrine with the idea of ecumenical worship, forgetting doctrinal differences, which means abandoning many Bible doctrines, doctrines of righteousness and true holiness, as we've seen in, for example, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 1 through 5. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, without family affection, no commitment to the family. They can have an affair if they want to. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. You notice how he says lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God? In other words, he's saying they have religion, but they don't have righteousness, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, that is, of a changed life. He says, from such, turn away. But now I find the next two verses, verses 6 and 7, 2 Timothy chapter 3, very interesting. After listing all those things, he says this, For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Ladies, sometimes you get caught up into the gold digging. You know, I didn't deserve this life. I should have a better life. And sometimes you get caught up in just, this person's paying attention and saying things to me that my husband doesn't say anymore. God calls you a silly woman. And it's not me. That's what God's calling you, is a silly woman. You have sexual affairs with other men. You start having affairs. God says you are a silly. That is, you are ignorant woman, besides being a slut. So keep your mind on what God says. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 8 says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. He says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now, when God tells us how to preach the word, my friend, that's how we should preach the word. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. See, these things I've been preached to you, they're straight from the word of God, and yet people will not endure it. They get mad. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. Make me feel good about my sin. In other words, you know, turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables, mythos, mythology. Other words, things of the mind, sentimentalities, instead of actual true doctrine. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Be a witness, in other words. Make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Look, this world is not my home. We're just passing through if you're saved. So, my friend, have complete faith in God's word about eternity. It is a billion trillion times better to have confidence at his appearing than to be saved so as by fire. To have confidence than to be ashamed at his appearing as a Christian. And by the way, corrupted worship poisons family relationships. I hope that you know that you understand that. Now, God sees this worship today that's going on in contemporary and emerging church as absolutely disgusting and abominable. And it's on the same level as the adultery and the sluttery that we've been talking about. A wife telling her husband, I love the other man. I'll compromise if you will. Hey, God never ever compromises his word or holiness. Culture does not determine truth. As a messenger of God, again, I'm telling you, and I'm not apologizing for it either, that this modern movement is drawing numbers, and it will reach a point when we see judgment, as 1 Peter chapter 4 tells us, begins at the house of God. And it seems when his judgment begins, it's always swift, very total, very all-encompassing, and destroying that which has been so evil. Jerusalem went into captivity for 1900 years. And what about those seven churches of Asia Minor in Revelation chapters 2 and 3? Sardis and Laodicea. Oh, great churches, huh? Where are they now? This is God's word, and he is judge. Do you no longer believe him? Yes, he does forgive. And yet, sometimes there are sins that even though we're forgiven and completely cleansed, they have on this earth and this life continuing consequences. As David, the sword never departed from his house. So my friend, God can forgive. And I want to encourage you. Look, listen, I know that there are those of you that are under sound of my voice. You've had relationships with other men or other women, as the case may be. Your spouse doesn't know it. You need to get it right with God, and you need to get it right with your spouse. You say, oh, no, this would just destroy my spouse, so I can't do that. Let us say that you robbed a bank 10 years ago. Maybe somebody got killed. But you got away scot-free with a lot of money, and you've done all right for the last 10 years. You got saved, but you've done all right since then. Now, let me ask you something. Should you go back and confess to having robbed the bank or killed the person or both? He said, well, definitely. Well, why is it all right to hide from your spouse, but not from the bank? Think about it. You see, things need to be made right with God, man. How will that spouse react? I don't know. It may not be best, because now it puts on them a responsibility, if they're walking with God, to react rightly and to be forgiving. And it'll hurt deeply, I'm sure it will. I've counseled too many in my ministry to know that that is true. And yet I've seen many of those marriages that when they did do it, they went through a rough spot, and now those are very good, close, and happy marriages. But it took time. So again, yeah, we see things going on in this life. Nineveh had repented of its repentance from 150 years earlier. Don't repent of your salvation, of your rededications made at a revival altar, a church altar. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 4 through 6 lets us know that God has no pleasure in fools. And he says that, you know, somebody that will make a vow to God, defer not to pay it. Matter of fact, find 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 30 through 32. Some slept early. They died young. And some were very sickly. Now, let's look at the second half of verse 4 here in our text, where he says, the mistress of witchcraft that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcrafts. The mistress of witchcrafts that selleth these things, okay, through her witchcraft, nations, and families. The mistress of witchcraft takes us back to 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Stubborn and witchcraft, there's no difference in God's sight.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.